Planet X, Nibiru, Megaquakes, Nuclear War, Martial Law, New World Order, FEMA Camps, Guillotines, Aliens, UFOs, Fallen Angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we just pray that you will anoint this program, anoint every word that is said. Anything that is said that is inaccurate, which is going to be very difficult, it looks like, from here on out. Father, just let it roll off into a deep blue sea of your forgiveness and forgetfulness. And Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus that everyone will receive an anointing of strength to be able to lift up your people, Father God, those of us who are seeking you with all of our hearts, those of us who are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, those of us, even when we feel real bad and kind of crummy, are still spending time on our knees and appreciating that private time that we have with you where we can completely focus on you, at least as best as possible, depending on, you know, what kind of a challenging sickness we may be dealing with, you know, similar in my case. But anyway, Father God, we just praise you for this opportunity to get together with people. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that people will remember certain things that we're going to put out as kind of housekeeping ideas and issues, and also to be excited about the days that we're in right now and to make adjustments in your life, you know, to look at certain behavioral patterns that you may or may not have in your life that are not conducive to avoiding the pitfalls associated with getting depressed about the time that it's taking, or thinking that things are going to drag on a lot longer than they actually are, or getting into petty discussions. You know, I know I believe that Obama's the Antichrist, and in fact, I believe that Obama is controlling a lot of the things that are happening right now. But we had a lot of breakthroughs, and we praise you for that, Father, and we pray in the name of Jesus that all of these really macabre and strange end times breakthroughs that are just too creepy for words, that we're not being deceived, Father, or what might be happening, and we do recognize this is a possibility because that's just how evil the evil is, that they could be doing a kind of a duplicitous game of deception where they have things that are going on that are legit versus things that are going on that are not, or the whole thing is just a play, which is what it's seeming like more and more now, actually more and more every day. And we just praise you for that, Father, because if that be the case, if our interpretation, if our understanding, if our discernment of the things that are happening right now that are not being distracted by other sources, which is real easy nowadays, Father, we just pray that you will lodge those things in our heart, use them to motivate us, that we will be praying always to be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. Stand before you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing each of us through at our own speed as we make an adjustment for the weirdness that's taking place even today. Who would have thunk it could have gotten? Who would have believed that it could have gotten this worse, this bad, this fast? And so many are deceived. But it's okay. We're just going to continue to pray, Father. We're going to continue to pray, Jesus. We pray that we will use our time to the advantage of the kingdom and continue to remember that you hate the sin, but you love the sinner, no matter how bad that sin is, and that we are not part of this earth. We are keeping our mind stayed on things above and not on things of this earth. And Philippians 3:20 reminds us that our citizenship is in heaven, and that we are not adulterers and adulteresses and friends of the earth. Allow us, Father, to have a supernatural recollection of the scriptures that are the most important for the days that we are in, right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And let's get going. All right. Well, you know what? This time I'm not going to forget you kids. It's just been crazy. It's crazy. And if I start coughing and hacking up, you know, kitty cat hairballs all over the place, well, don't be surprised, because my doctor shifted me off of what I was taking as an antibiotic and onto a much, much more powerful one. And for a, well, actually about, I think, 3, 6, 9, more than 3 times longer a duration. So not only is it longer than a Z-Pak, but it's 3 times longer than a Z-Pak and 3 times more of those particular azithromycin antibiotics. It's a totally different class of antibiotic, and it's a lot stronger than what I was taking. Unfortunately, the side effect is, as my body is making an adjustment to that, I've noticed a little bit of an impact, but I suspect within the next 3 days I'll see dramatic differences, which is just a wonderful thing. The stuff that's creepy crawling out there, folks, I'm pretty sure. Now, I can't speak for your town. You could live in Missoula, Montana, and maybe everything's just normal, or South Fork, North Dakota, or whatever the case is. Now, is it South or North? I forget. But anyway, the point is that here in lovely Tampa, Florida, come and visit us someday, right, kids? Yeah. We'll have a big kid party. I can tell you this. All you got to do is slip up a little bit. Now, this was a good thing for me because it jettisoned me into a very, very aggressive ketosis-based diet. As a matter of fact, it's radical. It's more like a carnivore diet. Definitely more carnivore / Atkins phase one sort of a thing. And I haven't shifted. I've shifted totally to that type of eating, period. And today was the first day I did a full 16x8 fast. I think I might have missed it by 30 minutes. But anyway, I'm working on it, and I'll get it all lined up. All right, praise God. And Sammy, oh, dear Lord Jesus, he picked the world's worst day to want to come on the radio show. So I'm going to have to work with him in a little bit, because we're gonna do some testing. He asked me if Saturday would be good, but unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, because, you know, there's the kingdom perspective, there's the stuff you got to deal with in life. We all know about that. And then, you know, how do you make it merge? How do you keep it going? You know, Jesus said, if you love son or daughter more than me, you're not worthy of me. Wow. That takes some serious retrospection on behalf of, I feel sorry for the ladies out there that have, you know, the moms and stuff that have kids to take care of, because that is a very, very difficult commandment, but mandatory. There's a lot of them. And I'm going to spend a little bit more time as I get better. I feel better as the chemical balances inside my body due to the ketosis become stronger and more harmonized. As I start to work out again, which I'm excited about, because I'm, you know, it's just cartilage repair on a knee takes a full year to repair, no matter what anybody tells you, including your surgeon, by the way. And when you finally get to that point and you're walking like 5, 6, 7, or 8 miles by force, by your employer's force, you realize, hey, I didn't even have a tiny little twinge of Wow, this is cool. I am definitely ready to get on the elliptical. That's something that can be very concerning when you get into your 60s, because the next step, if your meniscus is not allowed to heal properly, okay, because you overdrive it, you overwork it, you overwalk it, you overdo whatever you do that you overdo, the next step, knee replacement. And my sister said it was some of the most agonizing pain she ever had in her life. And her doctor has been bugging at her to do the other knee, of course. But anyway, she's like, nothing doing. Forget it. I'd rather walk with a walker the rest of my life than to go through that pain again. Now, on the flip side of that coin, you got my, cousin-in-law or something. And he's an ex-pilot for Southwest Airlines and, you know, militaristic and how he deals with these kinds of things. And, you know, he just went ahead and dove right in and got it taken care of. I don't know how he does it because he deals with the pain very well. I know he's in a lot of pain. Everybody knows he's in a lot of pain, but he hides it well. He controls it very well, which is impressive to me. But anyway, so I just wanted to go ahead. I want to go ahead and make this. I had mentioned that I wanted to make a a little bit of housekeeping information for the program. Praise God. Let's start with that. All right, good enough. Don't want to waste too much time. Kids, I'm going to get back to you in a second. Hold on a second. Hang in there. All right, so the housekeeping stuff. I wanted to ask you, please, if you're using Gmail, now if you're using Yahoo Mail, I can't help you, but you can look it up on the internet and say, how do I stop a particular email from going into spam all the time? If you're using Proton, no idea. As a matter of fact, there's so many web-based email solutions out there, I don't know them. I don't know Hotmail, I don't know any of those. I'm actually very surprised that they're even still in existence, quite frankly. hold on a second. I'm going to try real hard not to hack up a fur ball on the radio show. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So that one I actually did. All the buttons and the cables and the schmables and the things that you got to push and the coordination of all of those things and doing it all by yourself while people are text messaging you, especially when your work laptop is open and it's a weekday and, oh my goodness gracious, make your head pop off. This is like absolutely insane. I try to explain to people what I do for a living. You know, somebody had sent to me, oh no, I work way harder than you. I'm doing like, you know, 18-hour days every single day. Well, that is hard work. It really is. But let me tell you something. There are certain jobs, like if I was picking apples for 18 hours a day, I'm not saying that it would be easy. That is not what I'm saying. But the nature of the type of work that I do, dealing with billion-dollar corporations, you know, C-suite executives that are getting paid $380,000 a year. Let me tell you something. When you have them on the phone on a Zoom call, you don't hack up a furball on the phone. They will kick you out of the whole project, which, by the way, in my company is a bit of a death sentence, which I really don't want to. I personally do not want to deal with this marketplace. I want to be able to continue to serve you in every possible way that I can. If you believe differently than me, you don't have to tell me. It's okay. It doesn't mean that it also doesn't mean that you turn the off button necessarily either. You know what I mean? I listen to all kind of things here and there, and, you know, now don't get me wrong, I don't go hunting for things because the Lord admonished me and said, don't do that. He wanted my undivided attention. But there are those that do send me things and I feel pulled to it. And you can say that's God. You can say it's the Holy Spirit. I don't know. Not taking credit for anything. Nobody's messed things up as many times as I have. That's what makes me uniquely qualified to do this. So when I pass out a warning to people and I say, you might not want to do that. I can't name names, but over the last 13 years, there are... Thank you, Jesus, it was a small number of people. But there were a small number of people that decided to go their way and then emailed me back with what they had decided they wanted to do with their Christian life. And if they didn't pull out of that tailspin, we will not be seeing them in heaven, which makes it breaks my heart. But you got to keep on going, because the scripture also says, Jesus said, in fact, I'm pretty sure it was, I think it was Jesus, but it might have been one of the Gospels. I have to go back and double check all the, chapter and verses. But basically it says, he who puts his hands to the plow and looks back is unfit for the kingdom of God. Don't even get me going on copywriting God's material. That's a no-no. Well, freely you're given, freely you give, all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you, folks, there's a lot of people that don't really read those things. They don't take them to heart. They actually think they can go and copyright God's work. They think that the thing that happened to them was theirs. They believe with all of their heart that they can say things like, oh, well, the Lord hasn't released me to give you that information yet. And I'm like, what part of 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 don't you get? But you know what? Do I never listen to them again? No, I don't. We're all human. We all trip up. We all have certain things. Some people think that the Antichrist is, you know, this person. Some people think the Antichrist now is Donald Trump. Some people change they ebb and tide like a boat being tossed around in the water. And I know a lot about that because I used to have a 21-foot boat. And I was riding that boat. It wasn't mine, but somebody bought it for me. It was conditional. Anyway, the condition didn't work out that long. We'll just put it was back before I was seeped in sin at the time. And it's a long story, but the bottom line was I was in the middle of Tampa Bay, which is huge, and I the boat was only about 3 weeks old, and I was still learning stuff. So we, you know, went down in the middle of Tampa Bay, pulled up, and we're like, hey, look at those people. It looks like they're like standing in the middle of Tampa Bay. Let's go check it out. So took the boat over there and went right up to this, like, it was like a sandbar, and people were cooking out and hanging out, and it looked like a lot of fun. So I'm pulling the boat up. I got about four or five people in the boat. It's a pretty big boat. And it was just absolutely shiny, brand new, blue and white, and twin engine, the whole deal. It was very, very fast. And we were pulling up, you know, nice and easy to this, I don't know, this little mini island right in the middle of Tampa Bay. And we were very curious. This looked like a lot of fun. So as the boat is getting very close, we're talking about probably less than 15 yards from, you know, getting hooked up with everybody who was hanging out and having fun, which we wanted to do too. All of a sudden, a noteworthy group of the people that were on this little party island or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you call it. They start running frantically directly toward the edge of the little island thingy, toward my boat. They see me looking at them, and they are all screaming at the top of their lungs, look out! Look behind you! Well, that was the farthest into Tampa Bay that I had ventured with this brand new boat at the time. But I did take my boating books. I read them very well. I did all kinds of courses, and I wanted to have some idea what to do. I didn't want to kill anybody. And so we were having a good time, and these people are screaming and pointing, look over there! And I look over my right shoulder, and literally, I would have to estimate 70 yards tops, was a full-size Maersk container ship, fully loaded. And it's cruising right down, heading directly at me. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, but I remembered my training, book learning, things like that, that I'd done, so I could understand what the different colors meant and why you had to add the colors on the sides that they were and where do you stay in the buoys and all that kind of stuff. Well, I knew what to do instinctively, and this was a life or death situation because the boat would have been immediately capsized if I left it where it was, which is why everybody was frantically screaming because they didn't want to see five people flying off the boat up into the air and the boat going down to the bottom of Tampa Bay. So anyway, I look over my shoulder and this giant, you know, container ship. I'm like, looking at this thing. They are some, I mean, I knew they were big because I was in the Navy in San Diego and I've seen them up close, bigger ones than those, by the way. And I was on the USS Enterprise a couple of times. But anyway, one time. That was amazing. But anyway, it's right there. No wonder everybody was freaking out. So I said, everybody, grab a hold tight. And I yelled it loud. I guarantee everybody on that little island heard every word I said. I said, grab a hold tight. And I grabbed the throttle. I threw it into reverse. I punched it. And the boat thank goodness it was a twin engine ski boat with a lot of power. And it went straight backwards really, really fast. Just before the Maersk liner was, right side by side of me, and I turned the boat toward the Maersk liner, and I gunned it, as fast as I could. Now, most people would say, what are you, insane? Are you insane? Why did you do that? Because I knew that that gigantic ship, and boy, let me tell you something, that thing was huge, was going to create a wake that would have flipped my little boat, 21 footer, right over and sunk it. And all who knows who would have survived or died. So I pulled it around, pointed it directly at the Maersk liner, and I gunned the engine to full power, the twin engines. And let me tell you something, that thing took off like a bat out of nowhere and went straight in to these giant, I mean, they were giant wake waves coming from this Maersk liner, because you got to understand, I was far, far enough south in Tampa Bay that this thing had picked up speed since it was fully loaded over at the docks, which was way back in Tampa. So it was already going pretty quick. I took the little boat and I just rammed it right into these giant wake waves. And let me tell you, the boat stayed exactly where it needed to stay. Everybody was fine. They were holding on for dear life and probably pooping their pants. Didn't want to admit that or whatever, or certainly thanking God that they didn't have to or whatnot. But anyway, the boat just went, rode those waves. I gunned it the whole time. Gunned it. I wanted to wreck into that Maersk liner. And because that is how you do it. You have to take the boat and run it directly into the wave that is heading at you. And that's how you survive. That's why you see, when you watch movies like The Perfect Storm and stuff like that, and they're trying to survive and keep the boat from capsizing, they always point it directly at the wave, at full engine speed. It's the only chance they have. Otherwise, the boat will just get flipped, just like a surfer inside of a tube. All right, so enough of the war stories. So anyway, praise God, thank you, Jesus. That whole chapter of my life is gone, and it's all about Jesus. And we're in a time right now when we should be very excited. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All right, on that note, kids, are you ready? All right, kids. What happens when you throw a black rock into the Red Sea? It sinks. A black rock into the Red Sea. Now, see, this is where I'm getting befuddled. Hold on, kids. Let me think it through. What happens when you throw a black rock? See, when I hear the words black rock, I instantly think of, like, you know, Larry Fink, and I just want to start the... that kind of... This is how I feel when I hear Larry Fink. I think... Yeah, exactly. Larry Fink. This is for you. Okay, enough of that. Stop. There we go. Man, it's like I have to, it's weird. I have to like lick my fingers to make it stop. It's so strange. Yeah. It wants to finish the trumpet fanfare because I got to manually. No. It's insisting to. Okay, let's do it. So basically, I have a bug report for these meatheads that charged me $300 for this soundboard. Grr. Okay, thank you, Jesus. All right, so now off to the thing. So what happens when you throw a black rock into the Red Sea? it sinks. Up, no, I just got busted. Thanks, Captain Obvious. Oh, gee,
Jimmy. You're good.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Thanks, Captain Obvious. I was on a totally different track.
Yeah, that's what you call a dorkosaurus. Kids, it was stating the obvious, and the fact that I didn't catch that it was stating the obvious was the joke. Are you okay with that, kids?
Yeah!
Okay. I don't blame you either. I don't like those kinds of jokes. All right, but that's okay. It was still fun anyways. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? One is really heavy and the other's a little lighter. Kids? Kids, what do you call a factory that makes OK products? A satisfactory. All right, that's all you get, because I'm going to have to start using the show notes again just to have them on my handy. All right, so praise God. Otherwise, you know, if I started doing really formal show notes and stuff like that, I wouldn't be able to hit you with a high impact, relatively abbreviated program. Now, I don't know if I'm going to do, excuse me. That's called maintenance clearing of the throat. That's to prevent me from getting a hernia from all this excessive coughing. You do not, I'm going to say it one more time, you do not want to get this. So, shame on me, but at the same time, I'm kind of glad the Lord let it happen to me, because it's really got me motivated and things are going really good with my physical stuff. And I cannot wait to shake this. All right, praise God, because it's elliptical trainer time, and I've been waiting a long time for that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Right, kids? I mean, that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah!
I knew it. All right, so let's move on with the program.
Here's Johnny.
I used to like that program.
This is disturbing.
But Pastor Paul, I don't think he liked it. But anyway, let me take a check here. Look, people, some things. Ooh. Okay, so I'm going to have to get back to that later. We'll have to worry about all that stuff later. Okay, then. All right, so on that note, let's go ahead and enter right into the news. There's, let me look at the time. I think I can cover it in the 30 minutes, give or take, that we have left. If not, we'll go into hour two. How long? Might not be a full hour two. It might only be a 30-minute second whatever-ish. Right? Okay. All right, here we go. Let's go. Ah, dog nabbit. Yeah, the soundboard's really acting freaky deaky tonight.
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
Praise God. All right, so housekeeping, real quick, spam. If you're using, first and foremost, this is very important. I'm going to start by saying this one more time. I know a lot of you won't listen to me, and that's okay. The heck with my 28 years in cybersecurity. Forget about it. Don't trust me further than you can throw me. Keep on doing what you're doing. But I guarantee you, you're wasting your time. Somebody was asking me about, oh, I'm so frustrated because of all the extra authentication I have to do, and they want my biometrics, and I don't want to let them have it. I'm like, don't you realize there is no such thing as privacy? No such thing as privacy. if you know, you're going to go to websites and you're going to say, this is our privacy policy and you have a right to be, you know, forgotten and all these other things and blah, 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 and the GDPR and, you know, and yeah, yeah, yeah. Folks, Pine Gap, the National Security Agency supercomputer in Utah. Don't even get me going on what China's doing. The GCRC in the UK. I have no idea the supercomputers that are behind Russia, but I'm sure they have them. My point is this. When you're using something that's encrypted, all it does is it wraps the communication as it moves across the internet. So that if somebody from your internet service provider wants to see what you're saying, they can't. But on either end of that communication, no matter what you're doing, what you're using, what you're deleting, what you think you're deleting, what kind of privacy that you think that you're having, let me tell you something. I decided a long time ago to trust God because I knew I'd be dead by now, for sure. I've been doing this for 13 years. I have every reason to be afraid for my life, but I'm not. And besides, if I die now, how cool is that? I beat y'all to the Thai buffet. So I'm not really worried about. Well, I would be much more worried if I were you to be thinking that you're hiding something. To avoid all those facial recognition systems and biometric logins and everything else that are so scary. I guess I'm going to get thrown into a FEMA camp. Let me tell you something. If you're crazy enough to think that you are getting some kind of security by doing what you're doing, then guess what? You're probably going to end up in a FEMA camp. I just had to go. I've got to renew for traveling purposes in case I have to travel again. I have to jump through some hoops because this service company lost my passport while I was trying to renew it. Not because I wanted to go to another country and get shot up with a whole bunch of creepy drugs. Has nothing to do with that. Has to do with TSA pre-check. Unfortunately, I used to do a lot of top secret military stuff, and I needed to get top secret military types credentials and things, you know, and it required me to go. I had to deep dive. I couldn't just be a goober that went in and did TSA pre-check and said, "Hey, how are you doing here? You pass. Here you go. Here's your number. Your safe traveler number." I had to go in for global entry. That's a whole other animal. And the Department of Homeland Security does a deep dive, HHS. They do a deep dive background check before they give you your cards and all that kind of stuff. Every time I fly, I look right at the facial recognition system and I'm like, bring it on. I'd rather know now before the FEMA camps are up, because once the FEMA camps are up, if you're still here for that, hopefully you're not. Maybe we all will be. I don't know. But if they start, let me tell you something, they're going to torture people. They're going to rip out fingernails. I personally don't think the barley harvest, first fruits rapture folks, which I believe that we're all part of or could be if we behave ourselves, and we're constantly self-examining everything we do. We read 1 Corinthians 5 to Colossians 3, Galatians 5, 19, starting at verse 19, and we get at least one gospel. I personally really like, well, I really like Luke. I like them all. But anyway, because you got to wrap your arm around what sin is. And some sins are sins of death. If you do them now, if you have unforgiveness in your heart, you are going to hell. To hell. To burn. For the rest of all eternity. That's why when anybody hurts your feelings, when anything bad ever happens to you, put that person on the tippity top of your prayer list. And every day you ask the Father, please, Father, forgive them. Please, Father, save their souls. Over and over again. And you know what? All that unforgiveness will just melt away. And you won't even remember what they did to you. Or whoever. Very, very, that's probably the number one thing. There's that one, and there's some other ones. But anyway, I'm not going to get into all those details. I might do some special programs here and there on prayer, because I feel robbed that BTR went under, and I missed the prayer vigil. Now, anybody who knows about the prayer vigil by now probably already has a copy or multiple copies of it downloaded to their computer or their mobile phone. And in that case, they're set. Now, if it was one that was abbreviated or shortened toward the end or whatever, then maybe they don't have it. But there's so many of them, I don't even know if it's still available. No, they told me January 31st, so I'm assuming that it's completely gone right now. Now, you can always ask me, jbaptist777@gmail.com. I'm not afraid of the big bad wolf. If I was afraid of the big bad wolf, I wouldn't be doing this right now. And I dagnabbit sure wouldn't be talking about the stuff that I'm talking about, if you get my drift. So when I went on to the HHS site to start the process of renewing my global entry and everything else so I can get my TSA pre-check and all these other crazy things, it kept on pointing back to my passport. My passport. My passport. My passport. Well, like I said, a service company lost it. It created much grief on my end. And I decided to just submit a lost passport dealy. It's a lot of forms. But anyway, I filled them all out. I went and I went to the HHS website. Guess what? They did a background check on me in October of 2024. I'm on all the facial recognition systems. I'm on all the fingerprint systems. Out the yang. And I passed everything with flying colors. You know why? Because I trust God. And we all need to get to that place in our walk. If we think we are going to bite our fingernails and get ourselves through what we might, and that's the key word, might, have to go through. If you think that's going to get you through, you're just going to freak out. You're going to close all the doors in your house. You're going to hide. What are you going to do about your job? See, so we need to be bold. We need to understand that there's power in the name of Jesus. Okay? And you need to use that power and believe it. All right. So also, if you do use Gmail, which, by the way, Google was originally started by the CIA and all that other blah, 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 which I don't care about. I've heard Snowden say things and start to laugh because I knew he was wrong. But anyway, you can actually, if the Tribulation Now emails are going into your spam folder in Gmail, you can go to the spam folder. You can select the message. It doesn't say open it. Select it. Just click it. And then click the button that says not spam. The other thing that you have to do with Gmail to make sure is go to the promotions folder, because they have those tabs. They try to make, they do a really good job, really. They honestly do. They honestly do. When I go to the promotions tab and I look through that, I very, very rarely see anything that's precious to me, except I did find, believe it or not, not surprised, one of the emails, because I send me a copy of all the emails. Because I want to see if it's happening to me. If it's happening to me, I know it's happening to somebody else. If it goes into one of the other folders, like, you know, promotions or whatever the case is, just take it, grab it, and drag it over into the primary folder. It used to be, that Gmail would automatically update it and make sure that particular email would end up in your primary folder automatically. But I'm not so sure it's doing that right now. So anyway, having been around for over 13 years, now working very quickly into the 14th, when we get into the summer, it'll be 14 years. You're probably going to have to dork around with that stuff. You're not going to be able to go to tribulationnow.com from your workplace. Okay? It's called reputational DNS syncing. That's the name of it. Okay, so I've known my website. There was a time, when I was working at someplace called Gerdau, and I had a guy come over to my desk and he said, Hey, John, dude, you got to come over here and see this. And I'm like, okay, I'm right there behind you. So I followed him way over and we went into his cubicle, and I sat down right behind him, kind of with my arms folded to see what he wanted to show me. And there he was, with a full screen of Tribulation Now up. Boy, that was an eye-opener. Of course, I couldn't say anything. And that was why the Lord had me pick a nom de plume. At the time, I thought I was doing it out of fear. I'm going to protect myself from the evil ones and pick a nom de plume so I can write articles. And I did. I wrote 420 articles on tribulationnow.com. But after enough time, it's going to, hit reputation filters. But interestingly, I found out that when you put alien stuff on your website, they people that everyone thinks they're hiding from, they go, oh, look, they're discrediting themselves. Well, we don't have to worry about them. Just leave them alone. And that's actually true. I love putting the alien stuff up there. I love it. Because people need to wake up that our God cannot be crushed into a teeny little thimble. And all these people out there that are switching because it's convenient, Obama went away. Okay, so I'm going to pick Donald Trump now. Oh, Donald Trump, maybe he's not it. King Charles, Donald Duck, pink purple polka dotted elephants are the Antichrist. Oh, goodness gracious. So anyway, I'm sorry about that phone call. It's a long story, but it's another Christian that wants to chew me out. Let's put it that way. They shouldn't, but that's just how it is. Okay, so praise God. It's a person that I've known for a gazillion years, and it's a long story. So anyway, praise God. Let's go ahead. I'm taking a look at the time, and I burned a lot of it up, so we will do a second hour tonight. Praise Jesus. All right, hold on. All righty then. So anyway, let's go ahead and look. Like I said, it looks like we're going to go into a second hour tonight, which is fine. I don't really have any other plans anyway, so praise God. This is the happiest place I want to be. Also, I just got an incoming message from... Nope, the same, but it's okay. I accept it a long time ago. Okay, very good. All right, so we have people all... I'm just letting you know, this is just an FYI for the listening audience, is that we have people all over the place pretty much dropping out. They're depressed. They're unhappy. I don't even know how to put into words, but they are miserable. And they're getting angry with each other, and it's bad stuff. And it's fascinating because in the book How to Heal the Sick by Charles and Francis Hunter, one of the best books. All right. Now, he did say, don't worry, I'm okay. Give me the okay finger and everything. So that puts my mind at ease a little bit. So, but anyway, I'm getting a lot of communications from fellow believers out there now. Not from all of them, thank you, Jesus, but from more than I thought I would, of people that just can't take it. They just cannot take the shifting, changing, lie, back and forth. We're leaving, we're not. And, I knew, the Bible says, a lot of people don't know the Bible, quite as well as I do. And that's okay. It's not a brag. I've been doing this a long time. And if I do start doing a prayer vigil, pre-recorded, breaking it maybe into 2 hours or something, that'll be kind of cool. And people will be able to use that to pray with. Also, just as an FYI, if I stop playing the song that I have been playing, which is this song, Majesty. If I do stop playing that, well, then you kind of know why. All right. People, like I said, people are on edge right now. They're really, really super duper not happy. Now, I knew I had to carry on. I knew I had no choice. I knew I had no choice. Well, I will say this. My sister Marilyn up in Pennsylvania, up in the York, Pennsylvania area, actually caved. And she said, if you want to retire now, you're welcome to come here. So I actually have the option to do that if I want. But there are going to be some major challenges for me because I've come to find out that the regimen of medications that my doctor, it's just a couple of things, but that my doctor is using to treat my extremely difficult to treat blood pressure, which is what's called resistive and reactive. It's the worst two things that you can have. Now, I also knew that I had gained a bunch of weight, and I looked some things up and found out that my amlodipine does that, and I said, well, out the window you go. I told my doctor, she agreed. So everything is good, moving forward, and, you know, I'm just, you know, still looking at options and considering different things, but I do miss the prayer vigil. I miss it very much. All right, now all that being said, so I have to coordinate with Sammy. Now, I might change the ending music to another song. I miss some of these songs. I mean, my goodness gracious. Like, what about this song? Do you remember this one? Brother Dan from Norway. He was studying at Juilliard School of Music. This guy. Amazing! And this is one guy. This is one guy. There's that one. There's this one. It was a communion song that we used to use on the prayer vigil. Remember that? One guy.
As your disciples were seated about you at the eve of unleavened bread, you said, I eagerly yearned for this supper, and that you'd suffer so his children could be fed. I can only imagine the silence in the room as you passed on the bread be torn.
There we go. So I don't know. Plus, I have a ton of really, really good musicals, works of art, really, from Brother Cease Taylor. In fact, I have so many of those, I don't even know what to do with all of them. But we used to use, I think it was this one. Remember this? Some of you will remember this. It's time to be holy. It's another person that can do amazing songs. And he's one guy.
I don't one guy. Shake, watch and pray.
There's that one, and then there's also, let me see what other ones I got here. Boy, I have so many of them. Oh, all of Esther Mui's stuff. She told me I could use all that. Oh, listen to this one. This is very apropos. This is Cease Taylor doing a song that he did a long time ago called Babylon, Heed the Call.
Babylon, give heed to what I say. Judgment stands at your door.
All right, enough of that. All right, praise God. So anyway, like I said, I chomped up a lot of the time, but that's all right. I think you know, there, I don't know, there may be a couple of changes to the closing music, and it's completely fine. And also, don't forget that you can go to hgaradio.com, just search for it, HGA, His Glory Alone, radio.com, and you can get Majesty and a bunch of other music, and please do consider, contributing, if you would, you know, a little tithe or something, because Brother Kirk has gone through some really rough times. I mean, honestly, I can't put it into words. It's that bad. Praise God. And don't forget Sammy. They need all of our assistance too. Remember that when you give to the poor, you are giving to God. We all have to do our minimum 10%. But as Christian givers, we give more. And the blessing that you get, I had a... I'm just going to share this with you. I had a home equity line come to maturity. Now, I'm stupid when it comes to money. I mean, I'm really good with cyber, but I'm really stupid with money. So, I mean, not when it comes to, you know, seeding into the kingdom and stuff like that. But, you know, managing it, I hate to go through papers and lines and lines and lines and what I spend on this and what I spend on that and blah, 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 and all this other stuff because it takes so much time. And I'm like, am I going to do a radio show? Am I going to help this person out? Am I going to take care of my dogs? What am I going to do? What if I got to work late? What if I got to, you know, it's very, very difficult, you know, given the way that, you know. So I have an HELOC that comes mature. I didn't even know what that meant. And all of a sudden, I get this email, and it says, your new payment for your HELOC. Well, what that meant was, I paid off all the interest like an idiot. Yeah, that's how dumb I am. And I look at the new payment, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the new truck payment I wanted. Because there was a period of time, not too long ago, where I was actually thinking that if the Lord is going to tarry, and we're going to be here for another, you know, 8 or 9 or whatever years, it would be nice to have a truck that I can take stuff back and forth to the dump, because Tampa Bay doesn't, this particular county does not allow you to throw anything away. You actually have to either go down to U-Haul. There's all kinds of, there's different options, Metropolitan Ministries, all kinds of different things. But anyway, long story short, there was a day when if you wanted to get rid of a recliner, you could just drag it out your front door, okay, and drag it out to the street, and they would just, you know, the guys that were doing the waste management would just grab it, throw it right in the truck, and off it went. Not anymore. It's got to have the mark of the beast. All your trucks, I mean, all your wheelable containers now have a little mark of the beast chip in it. And what they did, it was kind of evil, if you ask me. But what they did was they reduced their staffing and created robotic arms on the truck. So one guy could go through all the neighborhoods and pick these things up, shake them into the bin on the truck and drive away. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so that's just the nature of the beast. And we see it heading toward us as well. It's just the way that it goes. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I do have a good number of things here. Kirk has been kind of trying to call me, and he, unfortunately, it's, you know, but anyway, go to hgaradio.com if you can find it. But please do consider to help, just like it says in Acts 3. Give to each one, they gave to each other according to their need. All right, praise God. So anyway, let's go ahead and enter in. I'm looking at closing in on the end of the first hour. So I'm going to go ahead and close this out, and then we'll open up the second hour and hammer out the news. Amen? Kids, are you cool with that? Uh-oh, I'm not on the kids' channel. Kids, are you there? All right. All right, and we'll see you on hour number 2. That is if you found this in the spam folder like I recommend it, but you know how it goes. Got a lot to talk about. See you then.